I am speaking now with Jason Renaud with the Mental Health Association of Portland. Jason, can you talk about the most recent police shooting on Friday here in Portland? What is the significance of this event from a mental health perspective?
Well, it seems that Aaron Campbell was distraught about the death of his brother and had talked to his family, and his family had been concerned for his welfare. And it talked to the police about his suicidality. The police had come to their home and then encountered Mr. Campbell, shot him with a lead pellet bag. As he reached for the wound, another officer shot him with an AR-15, which is a semi-automatic rifle, I believe, killing him. He did lay on the parking lot for about 25 minutes. Police officers felt that he had a gun, and they were unwilling to approach him and give him assistance because of that concern.
And did he turn out then to have a gun?
The police have released very little information about the incident other than the name of the officer involved. They haven't told us whether he had a gun or not.
And how could this have been handled differently? How could police or other professionals have approached the situation and de-escalated it?
Well, it's difficult to second-guess police officers. We weren't there, and we don't know the situation. But officers are trained now to understand that persons who are distraught or anxious or frightened or angry can be de-escalated from this situation rather than shot. There didn't seem, as far as the testimony from witnesses in the media, that there was any threat to any officer, so I'm not sure why guns were drawn.
And does it seem to you that that there should be more training on de-escalation?
Well, there's good training, but it doesn't seem that there's any enforcement of this training. The second part to changing the system here is you provide the information, but then you also have to make sure the information is used appropriately. And that's the part that's falling away here, is that officers have had this training, but they're not clearly not implementing it in this case.
And how do you suggest that could be implemented? I mean, could there be a review process of some sort of an incident?
Well, absolutely. This case absolutely calls for a public inquest by the district attorney and the county coroner. Anything less is really a great injustice and will cause another uprising of anger and feeling about that the police don't suffer any consequences for their bad behavior. The district attorney has floundered with this issue several times now. We expect him to have learned from his mistakes and get this one right.
And just a quick question on another incident which took place last week in which a young man set himself on fire. Do you think police could have responded differently? I understand that that a police officer actually pepper sprayed the man once he was already on fire.
Yes, it's a sad and bizarre case. Daniel Vernon Shawl of Dodge City, Kansas. No one knew him in Portland. He was a very sick man with mental illness, long history of being ill. Came to Portland, set himself on fire, and when the police arrived, it seems as they were so anxious that the officer didn't look at what she was doing and tragically sprayed Mr. Shaw with pepper spray. It's quite bizarre that they would have two canisters sitting right next to each other of identical color, a fire extinguisher, and riot pepper spray.
And what do you think this incident and possibly these two incidents say about needed services for people who are suffering from either mental health crises or mental illness in the Portland area?
We should know by now that providing services that are barrier-free, that are culturally competent, and that will engage people for whom who are not necessarily ready for services, like Mr. Shaw, that saves lives and resolves tragedies long before they stops them from happening. We know this very well. We've had dozens of critical incidences in this city. We yet still refuse to fund these services. We pay the price for it in the long run.
And what would you suggest the city council does in relation to these issues?
Number one, we need a public inquest about what happened to Erin Campbell. And number two, we need to fully fund treatment services for people with addiction and mental illness.
Well, I do want to thank you for joining us. Again, I've been speaking with Jason Renaud with the Mental Health Association of Portland, their website, mentalhealthportland.org. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.